This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson, in for Matt McCleskey. Good morning. Despite the hope that the government shutdown would end before the work week began, that hasn't quite happened. Leaders in Congress are still working on a deal. But in the meantime, the federal government is partially closed this morning. Joining us to explore what the shutdown means for federal workers in the Washington region is Max Steyer. He's president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service, a nonprofit, nonpartisan group that works to make the federal government more effective. Max Steyer, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, let's start with how the shutdown could affect federal workers in the Washington area. Will a lot of them just be staying home today?
Well, everyone's still having to go into work. Employees, even if they are going to be furloughed, get 4 hours to shut down their various activities that they're engaged in. So the likelihood is that at least for this morning, life will continue on at work for just about everybody. The real challenge comes over time, and it's also the uncertainty that this creates because there's been insufficient communication with the large part of the federal workforce about their status and what they actually need to do. So my bet is there's going to be a lot of confusion and worry. I mean, fundamentally, the federal workforce cares about doing their job, and the sad piece here is that they are being prevented from doing what they want to do, which is help the American people.
So what types of federal jobs are actually most common in this area? Who stays home and who doesn't?
Well, I think that's a great question. And we're talking about federal employees, but the truth is that it actually impacts much more than just the direct federal workforce, contractors, local businesses. It has a ripple effect across the entire region. But there are three types of federal employees. There are those that are exempted, meaning that they don't actually have to worry right now because they're being paid by a different source or they have a different status, like a Senate-confirmed political appointee. And they're going to go to work. They're going to basically be treated the same as they would in ordinary circumstances. Then there are those that are sometimes are referred to as essential, who are involved in activities that are urgent with respect to the preservation of life and property. And those folks have to continue working. They're actually in a challenging situation because they're required to work. They don't get vacations. They aren't allowed to take leave. They actually have to work, and they're going to have to work without actually getting their paycheck in real time. And then there are those that are furloughed. And for those that are furloughed, as I said, they'll come in for a small period of time, and then they have to stay home. They can't use their electronics. They can't do anything, even though they would love to work, I know. And those folks are going to be a large part of the federal workforce. Again, it's only those people who are viewed as having an urgent or real-time need for preservation of life or property that are supposed to continue working.
Sure. You mentioned this affects local businesses as well. 14% of Washington area workforce is made up of federal employees. But of course, you talk about those ripple effects. What do you think the shutdown could mean for the regional economy as a whole?
Well, it's not good. I mean, it's obviously, even though the region has diversified some, it's still the case that most businesses here are intertwined with the federal workforce, even in ways that may not be direct, because it could be a business that's in a federal building, like a daycare center. So I think the implications are quite large. And again, it's the uncertainty which is even more damaging. There's not been enough communication to help folks understand, you know, what's happening, what's going to happen to them. You know, yes, there's been a fairly recent shutdown in 2013, but just because you've been in one car crash doesn't make it that much better if you're in a second one. And that's what we're in right now.
Last question. We have a few seconds left here. You have looked at morale in the federal workforce. We are in an age of ongoing threats of budget impasses and shutdowns. How does that affect morale?
Well, it's devastating. And again, the motivation for federal workers is that they want to help the American public. And what they're being told is they can't do it. So it is. It undercuts the morale. It does it in the most insidious way because it's preventing people from doing the work that they want to do. And again, I can't underestimate the damage done by the lack of communication, because uncertainty is the bane of good management, and it surely is the bane of good morale, too.
All right. Max Steyer, president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.